Thank you.
Wow. Like an actual sold-out show.
Yeah, for
Holy
real.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We don't have to lie about it. I'm on some weird bouncy chair thing.
Yeah. LA Podcast Festival. This is, yeah, it's actually sold out. Not ironically.
Not ironically?
It really is. These well, are... first of all, welcome to the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. Third year in a row. Are you all right?
Yeah, I got the broken one.
All right.
I'm just going to bounce like a kid.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Lily Tomlin sketch.
First, we want to thank
everybody
all of
over 40 just laughed it.
Yeah. Everyone over 60.
One ringy dingy. What am I doing?
We want to thank all of our sponsors for this festival because it wouldn't have happened without them. Ladies and gentlemen, first, Squarespace.
Yeah.
Give it up for them. Audible for the live stream. We got new sponsors. We've got Trunk Club.
Oh, Trunk Club, man.
Yeah.
They're giving out $100, $250, and $500 gift certificates.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So
MailChimp, Sideshow Network, Earwolf, a mid-roll company.
ATC, All Things Comedy.
It's been really great. So we want to thank all the sponsors here. And we've got an amazing show tonight.
We actually do. We actually normally, I'm like, oh boy, in the garage with some more bullshit. But this is going to be great. We have so much special stuff.
I never know when the bit's going to end. I'm like, what's he going to, is he like, oh, he's done. All right.
So you don't even look at me. You just like, listen. Like,
yeah, I'm like, okay, and
okay,
we're out.
There we go. All right. That's when he goes up inflection, you know, it's the end of the riff. There you go.
It's like watching a guy right about to pass out. It's like he's really excited, and then someone hits him with a dart in the neck. And then, oh.
Right, or like in a conversation with a guy who's drunk and stoned, and you're just like, just listen, eventually this dumb story will end, and then, we can all get out of like, we should fucking party more. That's what Chris and I should do more partying.
I can't believe how much stuff we have to talk about in show today.
It's great.
It is amazing.
This is awesome. And how about all the people helping make the festival? Give them a round
fantastic.
Of all the volunteers, the AV staff.
Yes.
Yeah.
People have come from all over the world today.
All over the world. Australia. I think some people have shown up from Japan.
It's possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Work it. Hashtag work it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exciting. This is.
And my family is here.
My kid is here
for the first couple of days. For the first couple of minutes before it gets rated R.
I think I already swore once. I'm sorry, Bella and Griff. Uncle Graham said a bad word. They're all dressed up. I feel bad. I'm sorry. They got nice dressed up, and I'm up here being a cussy mouth dummy.
It's just like in the garage.
Just like in the garage. Only in the garage I get really dressed up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would impress the gargoyles. you know what? We have a limited amount of time. We should probably just get right into it. Should we talk about what do you want?
Well, let's do our.
We have an ad read.
Let's do that. Get that out.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Oh my God! These guys just came on board.
It's like, oh my God! This is actually pertinent to the festival because I know we have a lot of podcasters here at varying levels, and the thing I like about this advertiser. This is. Creative Live, and what I love is when they offer stuff for free to you guys. It's not like, oh, you got to pay $10,000 and then you get, you know, a razor.
That's why we said no to Rolex. Sorry.
So we are really happy to have Creative Live come on board. They're hosting two podcasting courses, October 15th to the 17th. There's five instructors over 3 days. It's a two-day master workshop with podcaster Alex Bloomberg, creator of the Startup and Planet Money podcast, formerly of NPR's This American Life. Other instructors include podcasters John Lee Dumas, Michael O'Neill, and more. Podcasting 101 will teach you how to create, upload, and launch your podcast. Now, these are free. That's what's so cool. You just RSVP for these free courses at creativelive.com/podfest. creativelive.com/podfest.
Do it.
Sponsor work it.
Hashtag JGL. Oh, I forgot to give a shout out. How about everybody watching on the live stream? Hello!
Yeah, hey.
Hello from China. Hello!
Most of you are in Australia.
Most of you are in Australia.
So you're watching this upside down?
Yeah.
Is that
what happens?
Yeah, wow.
So I look kind of like a wallaby in this chair. So I think it's very fitting what's going on.
You know what I
bring out the didgeridoo. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's honor those
guys. I really
guys.
Thought, too, after I watched the rover after going to Australia, you know, I thought, oh, not an exaggeration.
No,
that's... The Outback. That's actually what it looks like.
Hopefully Russell, who we interviewed in the Outback, is, you know, out in some outpost, you know, just... What are they doing next door?
They're having
a fucking blast.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. No, they're doing a rave.
All right, get the glow sticks. Let's do this shit.
Now,
pass out the E.
I think we should show the...
What? Neil, that was Neil.
Yeah, that was Neil.
Neil, stand up and show the audience who you are.
Yeah.
Neil T. Weekly.
The backbone of the comedy film nerd site.
Inventor of kitten hands.
Yes.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Okay, what's up? Hey. I like that. Try not to get out of people's way. That's such a fakey half effort.
With a bright smiley face
like,
on your shirt.
Am I blocking this?
I think we should get right into it. Are you guys, I don't know, a little curious to see the Earbuds trailer?
Oh, shit.
Wow. We should have brought it.
Yeah, we forgot to bring it.
Yeah.
Oh, so dumb.
Yeah.
I was supposed to download it, and there was a Samurai Surf video. So bad. No, let's play it. Earbuds trailer. That was a little Brody Stevensy.
We always said that, you know, we'll go to the ends of the earth to meet the podcast fans and look around.
We did.
This is the end of
pretty
the
much.
Earth.
This is
Oh, my God.
You okay?
We were making a documentary about crazy people who talked into microphones for free and pretended they had their own radio shows. It was a time of mass delusion. You see, these people were doing something that they ordinarily would have aspired to get paid to do.
The podcast fan is a very tech-savvy person right now because it's still... It's 80% of the population doesn't even know what it is.
Podcast.
So when you go to
City... It's a long MP3.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Like, it's changed the dialogue between fans and comedians. You can't do stand-up anymore. You have to be honest. It's insane. It's really changed the dialogue, and you can't talk shit about anyone anymore.
I mean, podcasts are this kind of like audio representation of the internet, which is that whatever you're into, there's probably somebody talking about it right now. So if you like regurgitating food into other people's mouths, like a bird, and then having... I'm sure that there's a podcast.
It's called Bird Feed?
Yeah, called Bird Feed, or like, you know, like furry mastication.
I think every comedian or everybody, especially comedians because we perform, but you hope the vehicle that brings you to the public matches who you are. And there's no doubt that the audience that comes out to see you because of your podcast, they're perfect.
We realized pretty quickly, like, oh, this is a thing. This is something something's happening. And it wasn't some other company or some other thing we were chasing. It's just like, let's just do something that we enjoy doing.
Just from plugging this microphone into a laptop, we have friends all over the world. What would a guy that works at the U.S. Capitol, a gymnastics coach, a drill instructor, a Japanese housewife, and an Australian miner in the Outback, what in the hell could they possibly have in common? And it's podcasting.
You know what? I don't remember any of that.
I don't either. I thought we lost most of that footage, but yeah, guys, it's...
So we showed a trailer in the same room that we're still shooting the actual movie of the trailer you just saw. So we're going to create probably a time paradox singularity at any moment. There's going to be a black hole in the middle of the room.
Right.
All right. Well, let's. Should we bring out our first guest?
Yeah, we have to. We're on a time.
We're out of time thing. Let's go. It's our festival. We're going to do 5 hours. No, we're going to bring. This is his second time on the show. He has been in some films. He's from the eastern part of the United States. And I think he's done some, he has a little like rock band or something like that. Oh. Like, so there's some little like group that he.
I can't wait to meet him.
I know. I tell him all about
He sounds delightful.
He does sound delightful. He just sounds like he's our little treat. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey McIntyre!
Oh, man, thank you, thank you.
And, of course, you got a Boston Celtics shirt.
Let me put my stuff down on the table. This is a great setup you guys got here. Everything, I just couldn't stop saying to my brother on the way in here, I'm so proud of these guys, man, and everybody involved with the energy and everything just, except for this thing right
is
here.
What
happened?
I don't know. It all
What happened?
Fell apart.
I will not let this happen next
well,
year.
So. We won't. We won't okay. have it. We'll I'm have ready. Weirder chairs
hold on. Here we go.
And less space. Right. Wow.
Nice, yeah.
Wow.
Jerry McIntyre. That was good form, dude.
Does all his own stunts. He does. Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy to be here.
So you got a new TV show you're working on. What is that?
I do. It's called The McCarthys or The McCarthys. And
So let me guess.
I'm scared I'm about to fall over.
I know. These chairs are very precarious.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Now you're making mine move when
yeah,
you do
sorry.
That. That's everyone stay completely still.
Yeah. I'm going to come over here just to get a little. I think this. There we go. So, no, that's not going to work either.
No, that's not going to work.
Yeah, it's called The McCarthys, and we're just having a blast. It's really a lot of fun. So it debuts October 30th on CBS, and we've done about six episodes so far. It's good times.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's good. I'm biased, but it's good.
And what are you playing this?
It's worth your 30 minutes on a Thursday night.
What do you play it? What's your...
I play Gerard McCarthy, and he's kind of a prick. Yeah. And my friends are going to recognize this guy. It's a stretch for me. I play a Boston Irish kid with a big chip on his shoulder.
Right. So you went to a special acting school to get that.
Yeah.
Like...
I have... You know, 40 years of experience to play this character. But it's funny, yeah. I mean, great people. Laurie Metcalf plays the mom, and Jack McGee is the dad, and Tyler Ritter, who John Ritter's son, who hasn't really done a ton yet. This is kind of like an amazing role for him, and he plays like the main brother, and we're this crazy family. Kellen Coleman is our sister, and Jimmy Dunn is another true Bostonian who's in the show. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys had a tour this past summer?
We did a month in Europe. Yeah. But
that's a tour.
That's a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I got chills, by the way, from that. I got podcast chills.
Thanks, man. Thank
it's really sweet. Thank you. I'm still trying to get comfortable.
This is the word. We could swap them out.
No, it's good. All it's right. Nice.
Aisha's going to have to stand her lap.
And speaking of, man, don't, I mean,
are you
I,
move over?
Well,
just a touch.
You're actually nice. I'm trying to figure out.
There we go. We'll go back and over a little bit. There you
awesome.
Go.
There we go.
There you go.
Sorry. It's really
I'm
nice.
I'm
going
to hear about this because we had regular chairs up here, and I was the one who was like, they're too low. We need to go higher. Chris is going to be like, way to go, asshole.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Like, you don't have.
I don't
legs
have anything.
On the front.
I don't. This is why I got to
anyway.
Do this. Like
anyway.
It's one of those swing rides.
Let me try to say something meaningful or add to this at all. I feel bad about this first 4 minutes of me being up here.
All right. Well, let's bring out our next guest.
You sure you don't want to talk about the chairs some more?
I do.
No, we got in a couple of things. Sorry. Exactly.
I think she's got a spa appointment she needs to get to.
Save this.
This is actually our
first time ever on the show. The program.
Second time doing her a podcast in the festival. Ladies and gentlemen, Aisha Tyler. Bring her out. Hey! Hey!
Everybody, how's it going?
Good.
Can we talk about how fucked up your setup is? All right. Oh, this is going to be great.
I'm just going to put my water down.
On top of the electronic equipment.
Water and electricity go great together.
On top of the hot live speaker with the wiring and stuff.
Probably not the best idea. Okay.
Yeah. We're network mates. I was so excited to see they played a clip of your show at CBS Upfronts, and it looks super hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's...
Tyler's the sweetest.
He is such a nice guy.
Tyler and I are in a fantasy football league together.
That's right. He keeps on quoting you. You're completely defeated instead of undefeated or something.
No, he's completely defeated. I am 1-2, so suck on that, everybody. Okay. Whoa. Let it wash over you. He's 0-3, mainly because he drafted Manti Te'o and fucking Jerry Rice. So he's not doing too well. But he's the sweetest guy, super funny. Yeah, I'm excited for your show. Yeah,
I am.
You film nerds are big fantasy football fans, right? Yeah, guys are really into football.
I just keep drafting guys based on how big it looks like their dick is. Is your family here, Chris? Is your kids are here?
No, they're gone by now, or they should have been.
I have X-ray vision when it comes to penises.
I gave them the 5-10 minute warning. I said, you need to leave before Aisha comes on stage.
Yeah, you really.
I'm sure the first time I went, that's bullshit. Your wife was like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Right?
Yeah.
But by the way, I just feel like if you're a podcaster, like that, you know, this is for the internet. Like, it's almost like it's like telling somebody not to touch the button. I'm like, you mean this button right here that says cunt on it? I can't stop pushing the cunt button. It's like a palsy. I can't. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance, everybody.
That's funny.
People came here from another country to hear me say cunt 18 times on your show.
When I was a little boy, my mom said, come here, you little cunt button. Like, it was really... Where's mommy's little cunt button? Come here.
I think we were going to start a Kickstarter to buy a cunt button.
It's like the easy button, only for orgasms.
Well, that actually sounds like a great... I'm on board with that.
Maybe we should kickstart that.
Somebody buy cuntbutton.com.
Yeah, you didn't think the girl from the daytime talk show was going to be doing that to you, did you?
All right, I know. All right, kooky you are.
Kooky.
I've seen your work.
Yes. Explicit content.
Yes.
Yeah, those Australians. Well, that's nothing. The Australians, they say, that's the only place I said thank you after being called a cunt.
Right.
They're like,
it's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
And the Irish, too.
Do it more politely.
Yeah. In the UK, like, they say, like, bitch is worse than cunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and I think guys call each other that all the time.
I said it now, too.
Yeah,
there you go. So all four of us said cunt.
All right.
That is adorable.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
But they say it's cute when Irish guys say it, right? Yeah. Oh, you cunt. Yeah. It's so cute. It is. Like, I am kind of a cunt. Oh. That's sweet.
Yeah. You really are.
I know. It's so... Thank you.
You're this year's PodFest cunt button.
Oh, yay! I'm waiting for my crown. Yeah.
You know what? That actually brings us to our first movie, Man, Woman, and Children.
I've said this before. Without Chris Mancini, this would be the Todd Glass show. Just...
Yeah.
3 hours of me singing and whistling and just... Maybe talk about one film and then...
And I think you test me, too. It's like, well, I'm going to get the train really far off the track this time.
Yeah, just see, like...
Let's see if he can rein it back in this time. Yeah, all right. Come on. Drop the gauntlet. I just dropped the cunt gauntlet. Let's see you do it.
Yes. See what your PowerPoint presentation tells you now.
Oh.
Guys.
Oh, no.
I need a couple of minutes to grab the movie list. I'll be right back.
Sure.
And then he runs.
Just got to get down.
He's going to...
Anybody need anything while I'm down here? Okay, I got it.
Shoes and a pizza.
Graham goes to me, don't give Joey the list in advance.
Climb back up on your seat.
Thank you.
convenient water holder right there.
Yeah. I want to see you rappel down the side of the stage.
So October 1st, this is Jason Reitman's new film.
Okay.
High school teenagers and their parents attempt to navigate the ways the internet has changed their relationships, communication, and self-image.
Sounds fascinating.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't read the thing
called
right
up
after.
In the internet. That's what it should be called.
Yeah, that's...
three people know Jason.
As you can
films.
Tell,
right,
we're
right.
doing the fall movie preview. We won't be doing all the movies, but we're going to be picking ones that we think
but
are
I
interesting.
But I like when Adam... First of all, Judy Greer is amazing. We work together at Archer. She's a genius, so she's going to be amazing. I like it when Adam does, kind of the serio-comic stuff. You know what I mean? Like this, where I think he's an interesting actor. I'm
like
done with his comedies.
Count Chocula and stuff?
So Count Chocula? Yeah. Count
Chocula. Did you just say Count Chocula?
I gave it a shot. Well, she said serial dramas.
Oh, yeah.
I said serial comic.
I thought you said serial dramas.
I thought you said Count Chocula, so we're even.
Thank you.
That's all that Boston public schooling right there, folks.
My hearing is...
You got to go charter.
Red flag there.
Charter school.
A charter school, nice.
No, we were just talking about this on the show because I watched Blended on a plane, and I said the same thing. Like, I'm done with his skits and bits shit, but when he does play these serious
he's
guys,
amazing.
Like Punch Drunk Love.
Funny people, Punch Drunk.
Yeah,
and by the way, he's an amazing guy. I've worked with him. He's such a cool guy, and he is so much better than the comedies that he does. Mm-hmm. So I think if he just, and he's got plenty of fucking money, by the way, I think he craps out $100 bills.
I know.
So
they just show up with these.
You don't have to do Jack and Jill.
What's that?
Well, you don't have to do that when you're at that level of you can make these other cool movies.
Until they come to your door with like a suitcase of $25 million and you go, well, you know,
I
could save, a lot of people from,
having money.
Homelessness and I can do good things with that money. Fuck it, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
I love how Adam Sandler takes the bag of $25 million and gives it to hobos. I don't think that's what happens.
Yeah, he
has to keep telling himself something. I'm just trying to get inside his mind.
He's an amazing guy. I think he's a super talent. So Spanglish was amazing. So
I think it's great that you're still using the term hobo. I think that's
it's jaunty, right? It feels
fun.
It is
very jaunty.
Hello, my little hobo cunt button. How are you?
I've got a kerchief full of hot dogs, which sounds dirty, too, right? When it came out, it didn't sound at all like what I meant.
But now, October 3rd, we got a movie that I'm really excited to see. This is Gone Girl. You guys excited to see that?
Yeah.
This is one of those movies that, Ben Affleck, the way he keeps reinventing his career has been absolutely fascinating. It's been great.
The best.
And on his fifth wedding anniversary, a husband reports...
He's the best. He's the best. I am a fucking Ben Affleck evangelist.
So
I think a guy who everybody had written off as completely washed up, literally reinvented himself out of whole cloth, made himself not just a great director. He's extraordinary. I would like to take him and smash him together with Catherine Bigelow and then turn that person black and then make that person me.
Kickstarter, you guys.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he's incredible. And I think Argo... Dude, The Town. The Town is an amazing... I've seen that movie like 15 times. Yeah.
I'm a fan. Yeah. You said the best.
He's the best.
Okay.
But he's also super hot.
Okay.
Yeah. And he didn't direct this one. This is a David Fincher movie. But, it's a cool thriller. Like, well, did he kill his wife? Didn't he?
Uh-uh.
And, as long as he's not in a Daredevil costume, I'm willing to watch it. Yeah.
Daredevil was not his fault.
No, but honestly, like, this is the... What?
Daredevil was not his
fault. All right. Now, never be a Daredevil apologist.
Seriously.
I blame the outfit.
Yeah.
That outfit does not.
Yeah, that's Adam West's excuse.
Where did, Rosamund
Pike? Rosamund
Pike.
British
give me 20 seconds on Rosamund Pike.
She was in The World's End. Did you see The World's End?
Well, no, she was in Jack Reacher, too, wasn't she? Wasn't she? No, was
That's
she not?
That's a plain movie if you ever saw one.
Anybody?
I guess I'll watch Jack Reacher.
But sometimes I just don't, I don't know, not that they have to, like, explode off the screen the first time I see them, but I didn't catch a lot. I didn't
She's
get a lot from her.
Giant eyes.
Giant eyes.
That's her thing, giant eyes.
And well endowed in other places as well.
So let me ask you.
How do I look like a sleaze after these guys have said cunt 15 times? And I feel dirty because I said she might have...
Big eyes.
Above average. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. What a big-eyed whore, I think is what he was saying. She's just like, I want that hobo satchel full of dicks.
Yay!
Like,
hey, did your family come back in yet, Chris?
It's fair enough.
But let me ask you this. So in all seriousness, Joey, so you're not that excited about Gone Girl? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I sometimes this might be funny for a lot of people to hear me say. I somehow wonder what the path was to get people, how they got where they were. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What is it?
Actors that fail, yeah, you feel
and
are
sometimes
upwards
you
a
get
bit,
a lot of like,
talking
you know.
About me. All right, fine.
Yeah, no, but she's. Listen,
ahead, keep,
again.
My eyes aren't as big as Rosamund's, that's for sure.
I'm just. I don't know. Moving on. I don't want Chris
but it's
to yell
though,
at me.
Right?
Go
Fincher,
ahead, Chris.
Fincher can't make a bad movie. Right. Has
now,
ever made
this
a bad
next,
movie?
This next one we have a trailer for.
We have a trailer for. Oh,
and I don't even think I'm going to introduce it, except say that it has Nicolas Cage in it.
Oh, no. Left Behind. Yeah, great company.
Just hear me out. I have been praying for you to come home, and I believe that that is why God brought you here. I just want you to be ready. Ready for what?
Just put this through trailer template number one.
I'm definitely not ready.
As unbelievable as this may sound, people from all over this plane simply vanished.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I.
So do we.
We all do, Nick.
The God my mother talked about would never do something like this.
It's not just here, it's all over the world.
Wow, it's been a long time.
Woo! Yeah! You know whose money's behind that one, don't you, folks?
Jesus's money.
Amen.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, that's the Christian rights.
So many
reasons rapture.
That this movie is unrealistic. First of all,
what if God
Nicolas Cage's
Michael
hair?
Murray
yeah, what if
way
God
too
just
hot
took...
to get left behind?
Yeah.
God would have taken that fine piece of ass right up into the sky.
Yeah.
Immediately.
For
that's all I have to say about
sure.
that.
So I think that was only about 10 seconds of actual new footage, and the rest was from other Nicolas Cage movies.
Yeah.
And then they just got some of the leftover like tail ends from the remaining on HBO and threw that shit in there.
I'm trying to understand.
Yeah,
he did the. I mean, the this. I guess it's probably a few people that do it. Nick Cage, but the guy from Big Bang Theory does a serious.
Oh, what's that actor's name? Simon
Helberg.
Yeah,
Helberg, yeah.
So
he does. He does Nick Cage doing the alphabet. You gotta check it out. He did it on.
His impressions are great.
Jay Leno or Conan. I think it was Conan.
Is he wearing that ridiculous hairpiece thing that he had on him?
By the way,
thing?
Let's
that
not talk about how skinny Nick's looking. That's exciting.
Yeah, well, that's what foreclosure and bankruptcy does. trust me. Yeah.
Hashtag work it. Yeah, I'm just up here hanging tough, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. See, next year, they're going to be ready with that cue, and this place is going to be jumping,
right?
Waving their hands, hanging
tough. That was your flash mob cue, guys.
Okay.
You don't have your shit together at all.
Thank you.
Nah, you'll get there eventually.
Is that dude in the back trying to sing, or is there a ghost? He's like, oh.
Thank you. Thank
it
you,
might
buddy.
Be Nicolas Cage.
But it's the Nicolas Cage from Bangkok Dangerous. That's who it is.
It's a good movie.
Get the Criterion.
My brother-in-law produced that movie. I won't tell him you said that.
Oh. That's okay, because the internet will. So.
We got another great
trailer.
He had
a blast in Thailand for 3 months, though.
Yeah,
of course.
He did.
Yeah.
And, right, having choke sex with a... All right, I'm
sorry, Chris
is
talking to you.
Not saying it. I didn't say it.
This is a sequel. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you follow up with undead zombies? Undead Nazi zombies.
Ooh. Cue the next trailer.
Ooh.
They should have called this Unfrozen.
Oh, wow.
Man, Nazis are dicks. Scum.
Nazis love minivans.
Yeah, they really do.
Oh, oh shit!
Fucking way!
No way! No!
Oh, 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 oh,
fuck yeah!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
USA! USA! USA!
All right, now.
Because that was an American arm. We fucking know that, right?
Yeah.
Because if
know,
you don't America the USA, then...
As you know, it's award season.
Look, I refuse to participate in this. We are in this room and the door is closed and we can agree as a team that that is the greatest fucking movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I have such a boner right now. I can't wait to see that movie. Come on! Oh, that was awesome! Yeah. Oh, God, I need to lie down.
All right.
Looks so good. When is it coming out?
Wow. For
this
real.
This is October. And also...
October 10th, guys.
On iTunes. It's not going to be in a theater,
the same day as the disappearance of Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, yes. Which
now,
is
this is an interesting movie.
Also about it's, Nazi arms.
Yes, it also is. Well, James McAvoy.
Well, yeah. Yes.
And it's one of those weird movies that it's like it's being released in different pieces. Like, there's one full version, and then there's like a him and her version that you could actually watch. To see the story from different perspectives
Rashomon.
From a married couple. It is. It's like a married Rashomon.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's directed by Ned Benson and has James McAvoy and Nina Arianda and Jessica Chastain.
That so it's basically awesome. Just he said, she said.
Yes.
That Kevin Bacon movie that came out in the 90s.
But in a drama. And it's from Beatles song.
This is almost as elevated as Ebert and Roper at the movies.
Yes. But now, I think this is important to show this next trailer because I wanted to include this trailer for one very important reason. This is everything that is wrong with an American filmmaking.
Mm.
No, no.
Wow.
What's that?
I already know.
Ladies
I'm
and
love
gentlemen,
this
Dracula Untold.
Oh, you guys want to see it?
They were in pain.
Great company.
Yes. Yes.
My father was a great man. A hero, so they say. Sometimes the world doesn't need another hero. Sometimes what it needs is a monster.
Take off your pants.
My prince.
I've missed you.
Not you.
Something troubles you.
Sultan is preparing for battle. And requires
it was commanding,
1,000 warriors for his army, including your son.
Run to your mother.
Look away!
You can't protect us.
I'll find a way.
Oh, really? Looking into the mountains is gonna do it?
Yeah, he's gonna go up the mountains.
I've been waiting.
Give him a second.
Superman!
These are all just outtakes from The Hobbit.
They could make four more movies with the outtakes from The Hobbit. Oh my god. Talk about making a meal out of something.
I want the power to destroy my enemies and save my family.
This song, by the way, is the best thing ever.
Dracula.
Welcome to your life.
What's happening to you?
He's about to put it to you. That's what's about to happen, sweetie.
Why does your penis have wings? Your penis is flying towards me.
I see the devil inside him. Do you think you are alive because you can fight? You are alive because of what I did to save you.
Wow.
Don't boo reflexively. Boo if you really feel like booing. Don't boo because Chris told you to boo.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, like that on Facebook, guys.
Yes. You know, I would have loved to have been in that pitch meeting. Like, you know what people really want to see? People want to feel sorry for Dracula. It's really, so that's what they want.
Do you guys know the story of Vlad the Impaler, like the actual story of Vlad the Impaler and how he got the name? And Vlad the Impaler is kind of the historical figure that inspired.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Of course, I'm
going to
tell you. I know everybody knows this. I know it's. I know you guys were tweeting about it this morning.
Yeah.
So he really was this guy who was like, you know, this kind of crazy despot and trying to, you know, he made suffered a personal loss that made him into this nut. But the Impaler part, he would put his enemies on a stake. He would literally run them through anus to mouth on a stake and then put
you
them
say
up on
cunt and you say anus.
Well, because
you don't say
anus
asshole?
Is no anus.
This
cunt,
is
cunt
this
is a fun word. Anus is medical. Work
okay.
with me here.
All right, sorry.
Hey.
You can't also you can't get cunt to mouth. It doesn't work. You know what I mean? But anus is a straight shot. And then he would impale them and they would stay alive sometimes for days impaled on these stakes. While he rode around, you know, having
this
tea
has
cakes.
Been quite the anatomy lesson.
Yes.
This show educates, if
it
nothing
says,
else.
We were always giving back. I got to tell you something. I feel like there are different times to watch different movies, right? So you pay right. to go see something like Avengers or, you know, Usual Suspects or something. But I would watch that on the plane. I would fucking rent that and I would put it on my iPad.
Because
and
you
I
would be forced
it.
To watch it on a plane.
No, no, because I think that guy is hot and that's how I decide all my things in life. It's like.
All right. Fair
am
enough.
I gonna get to see this guy naked? I'll buy up $3.99. Fuck yeah! I also, it wasn't. They spent a lot of money on it, so there's probably gonna be. It's probably gonna look interesting. There's probably gonna be some compelling imagery. There's a lot of shittier movies out there that I, you know, I think they
was
put.
It
a
just, I want I, innocent question too. Was it just because of the storyline, or there was other things
or
that
just
make
full
it
full of hate on a general level?
I think because if you take a flawed concept and then you throw over $100 million at it, you have a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So So you're saying it's, man, they cut together an amazing trailer and you're going to sit through 2 hours
of
just
bullshit.
Useless bullshit. Right.
Yeah, okay. With some pretty effects.
Well, like, you know what it looked like was a dude version of that movie with the girl from Twilight and the other broad and the birds.
You guys remember that?
Remember that
yeah,
one?
That movie.
You know?
Twilight Broad and the
and
dude
the Huntsman,
messenger.
Snow White and the Huntsman, right?
Yeah.
Which I watched because I wanted to see Chris Hemsworth without a shirt on. By the way, worth every penny of my $3.99. It's not enough to masturbate at looking at the internet. You need people to move around. You know what I mean? I need movement.
Some kind of story
can't be
or something.
All still photos. You got to have somebody running and doing something. You know?
Somebody running. It's like, yeah.
Wait, you just had a dick for a second. Oh, yeah, that was great.
This is a universal sign for masturbation.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, welcome to the talk.
Before we get to cooking tips, we're going to talk about your cunt button.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, if you just took out this gesture, I would have said all that shit on the talk. I would have, yeah. Oh, yeah, hell yeah, and I have. Just minus. I can't do that part. But
I would love to
else.
See like someone's doing an interview, one of the other people doing an interview, and you're just over there, just like.
I think once Sharon and I both made like the universal sign for masturbation just under the table, so like the table was here with like, but you could just see our faces. No. We've done it. We're not afraid.
That's your
11, like, 2 o'clock live to the East Coast every day on CBS. That's why the show's doing so well. Because we don't give a shit.
I really, I'm glad that your sex face is.
Don't act like your sex face isn't.
My sex. I just go.
Fuck you!
Yeah!
I just came, bitches. No!
I always have a mic. I always have a mic.
I love that. Great. Maybe I can't come. Wait, I gotta get the mic. Hold on. I gotta. Time to watch Scandal.
I'll watch anything with Kerry Washington.
See?
Anything. If she was like Dracula, I would be like, yeah, man. She turns into a flock of bats and flies around.
And then she drinks a glass of wine. Yeah.
And also, there's some interesting counter programming to Dracula Untold. I am Ali.
He's such the dad. Like,
he is.
Okay. Kids, come on. That's enough cunt talk for now.
I will turn this podcast around right now.
Come on.
I will stop this podcast immediately.
Yes, I'll turn it around.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
We'll go back to the Gargoyle Garage.
Oh, no, no, I'm sorry.
No, I'm funny.
Now, this next one I'm actually excited about, too, The Judge. This is Robert Duvall, Vera Farmigiani. And Robert Downey Jr.
Just because you're Italian, you make every name
Italian.
Oh, yeah,
sound like in a dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graham Elwood and Leone.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Aisha Tatila Tagliateria.
Yes, that's right. Joey Scungili. That doesn't even work. That's not even right. That doesn't even make any sense.
Joey Mac and Cheese.
Macaroni.
Yeah. See.
Well, that's his mob name. Like, cheese. You're going to put a fucking guy in a crack pot, if you know what I mean.
I'm excited.
It's too bad we're on a podcast because he's making really funny faces right now.
Now, are you guys excited to see The Judge? I think it looks pretty cool. Anybody? Yeah? Yeah, a little lukewarm. Yeah, you think maybe this is a miss for Robert Downey Jr.?
No. Honestly,
I keep going. Robert Downey Jr., amazing, I get it, but like, and he might kick my ass or not care what I'm saying, so I'll keep going. But I just think it's shticky. It gets a little shticky for me lately. You know what I mean? It's like it's shtick. I don't like shtick.
Right.
And there's a lot of shtick out there.
But do you think maybe this is the kind of? See, I think this is the movie that maybe he's putting that aside and actually acting in it.
I hope so.
But it looks so dry. Doesn't it look dry? It's like this procedural about trying to get your dad off for a murder. I don't know.
Yeah, that just happens every day.
Their shirt? I don't want to watch it.
Mixed on the panel.
I don't want to see Duvall take his shirt off, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'll pay money to keep that shit on. Make it rain for you to stay covered.
Stay covered, Boo Radley.
Right?
Fucking nice. Film reference, kids.
Well done.
Buckle up.
Well done.
This next movie, Kill the Messenger, a fact-based drama about... I love when they say fact-based drama. That pretty much means, well, it's kind of based on something, but we didn't really give a shit.
I'm very excited to see this because I do remember
journalist Gary Webb and his incendiary report linking the CIA Nicaragua's Contras to crack the cocaine epidemic of the 1980s. It's got Jeremy Renner. Now, I think this is the kind of movie that got greenlit because of...
Jeremy Renner?
So...
I would greenlight Jeremy Renner. I'm just going to make sex jokes for the rest of the
hour. Yeah. I think
green
because,
light him into my vagina.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll show you the hurt locker.
That is now officially the name of my vagina.
Yay! Yeah. Hashtag.
Hashtag American Hustle.
I'm giving you that. That's absolutely yours. Absolutely.
I'm actually excited to see this movie. The trailer looks really cool.
I think it's going to be kind of like that, like American Hustle, where it's kind of like, well, we're kind of hyper-realize it. And, you know, I don't know. I it could be good.
Well, God bless Michael Questa for working with Ray Liotta, because that guy's a fucking handful.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What do you got? What kind of...
Wait a minute. Why don't we hear a Ray Liotta story?
Oh shit, I shouldn't have said anything out loud. What's the next movie?
I'm hoping he was great. He has seemed to have fallen off, you know, in the last 25 years. No. But, you know, he's
Ever since he had that old boy eating his brains, that was just
that was
jumping the shark. That was when Ray Liotta jumped the shark.
What movie was
in
that?
In one of the exactly.
Exactly. Oh, in Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
What was that? Yeah, that was fucked up.
You know what? We're going to go to another trailer now. And now this one is excited to see this. It looks weird. It's got Michael Keaton in it. Ladies and gentlemen, Birdman.
Yeah, this looks great.
Yeah. How did we end up here? This place is horrible. Smells like balls. We had it all. You were a movie star, remember?
Who was this guy? He used to be Birdman.
I like that poster.
You wrote this adaptation?
I did, yeah.
And you're directing and starring in your adaptation. That's ambitious.
Are you afraid people will say you're doing this play to battle the impression that you're a washed-up comic strip character?
Absolutely not. That's why 20 years ago I said no to Birdman 4.
Hold the mask off!
Thank you, everybody.
You do Birdman 4?
Now you're about to destroy what's left of your career. Oh! We should have done that reality show they offered us.
Shut up.
Oh, ow! I'm gonna grab up on your ass, fucking choke you out!
You know I'm right.
You're so annoying!
Hey, what's up? Why don't you try to rest a little bit?
Face it, Dad. You're doing this because you're scared to death, like the rest of us, that you don't matter. And you know what? You're right. You don't.
That tattoo's badass, though.
Can you understand me now? Sometimes I get a little mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an angel.
Oh, this is like that when ballet movie where he's talking to himself and then he has lesbian sex with his alter ego.
You're the original man. Let's make a comeback. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
You're a bird.
What the fuck?
You are a god.
He's a Hollywood clown in a Lycra bird suit.
Yes, he is. But he's going out on that stage and risking everything.
This is about being respected and validated. Remember, that's what you told me. That's how you got me into this shit.
I got a chance to do something right. I gotta take it.
Let's go back one more time and show them what we're capable of.
Yay,
there
lesbians.
You go, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Who directed this movie?
Go. Bing it. Bam. Pow.
Oh. All right. Come on. Don't be a dick. Let me get an autograph. Dude, you fucking rock.
Dude. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think we're on board.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude.
Right?
Adaptation meets being John Malkovich meets that one guy with the arrows that he shot at people in the Avengers movie.
yes.
Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
No, this
that
looks
amazing.
Right? And the it's perfect casting because he played the original Batman in the films. Like, it's got to be.
Badass.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck that movie's about, do you? No, the bird, a guy's flying, and then lesbians making out.
And that's a great trailer because it doesn't give you the whole thing. You're like, okay.
Right. I'm on board.
Whatever
happens. I'm in.
Also, Edward Norton, I'd watch him do anything. I'd watch that guy do anything, right? Anything.
Well, Aisha, now, is he difficult to work with?
I've not worked with him personally, but, man, I actually do have stories about that guy, but I can't tell him on the internet because he's he's infamous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a no-eye-contact guy from what I hear. That's one story. I can tell you that one story. My understanding is he's a no-eye-contact guy on set.
Awesome.
Like, don't look Ed in the eyeball or you'll be stabbed. No, I want to know.
I was going to be stupid and ask a question about the movie, and I...
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. What?
But tell me, is this director like a cool? I know nothing. A cool director? What has he done
Alejandro
before?
Yeah.
You know, because you wonder why that trailer, right?
He did the movie.
You don't know.
He did the movie about the dog. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Amores Piros. That was an incredible, right? Incredible movie. He's crazy, clearly.
Yeah.
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 But to keep that and do it a certain way, as we know, it's to have the artistic freedom to do it a certain
way.
Even down to the trailer.
That's a vision right there.
What
that
did he do after
vision.
Amores Piros? What did Babel, yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Babel's a little crazy. But,
he's crazy. He's clearly nuts.
Here's another. It's interesting they're releasing a lot of these movies together. Like, also coming out the same day is Fury. Is the World War II a five-man Allied tank crew goes on a deadly mission behind enemy lines to strike at the heart of Nazi Germany. Now, if you watch the show, we didn't bring this trailer, but go home and watch it. This is Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf.
That's how you say it. That's how you pronounce it.
Logan Lerman and Michael Peña. And it's David Ayer directed it. And in this movie, at first you think, oh, this is going to be a really cool, like, World War II drama. And then you're watching the trailer go on and on. I'm like, wait, it's about a guy who's in love with his tank.
Is it really?
But it's there be man on tank love? Yeah. You know what I mean? Can't we?
Who does it hurt? Who does it hurt,
it's
really?
It's a little awkward.
But
yeah.
The tank.
It's a victimless
and
crime.
And also the man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems like that would be really painful. That thing's only going in one way. I love David Ayer. I loved End of Watch. I love that guy. I think he's a really innovative director. So at the very least, I think the pictures will be good. I think the imagery will be good. I think he makes interesting choices. Choices.
I love anything Brad Pitt does, so I'm kind of
you're on board.
I'm on board. Brad Pitt, tank. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nazis. Yeah. Let's do it.
They should call it Brad Pitt, tank.
Unrequited
Nazis.
Love. Yeah.
Totally go see that movie. Brad Pitt, tank. Nazis, November 14th.
Unrequited
tank love.
Is that a bold statement? I'm a Brad Pitt guy. Or is that?
Well, I don't know.
Is that ballsy to say?
I don't think it's ballsy. I just some people are like, you know,
it's not ballsy.
They still some people still lump him into like pretty boy category or whatever. And I think he's really good.
Like I'm a Tom Cruise guy. That's ballsy to say.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Well, you know, I didn't see Edge of Tomorrow,
with my whole
body
and spirit.
No matter what he's in, that guy shows up, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't take away the fact that that guy shows up and he always delivers, even if what he's in isn't that great. Yep. He's consistently excellent. And I heard Edge of Tomorrow, like, he was the best thing in that movie. Jack Reacher. But Oblivion, which didn't open, I actually really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was interesting. That one lady who didn't speak English, she wasn't the greatest. Since it was an English language movie. And she didn't have a mastery of the English language and was not able to communicate emotions in English. Other than that, shit was blowing up.
So now you want to talk about Hunger Games?
Yeah, I do. Have you guys seen the first two films? Has anybody read the books?
Yeah, I've read the books.
Mm-hmm. I have these little nieces, right? These little, like, preteen fucking bird people and that come around and they're like, I want to read the book and then talk about it and be my friend. And I'm like,
preteen bird people?
Why did my sister fuck without a condom? What a fucking mistake that was. So I gotta like read stuff. So like I read the other things with the vampires and then I read these books and the books are just okay. But I actually think the films have elevated that material significantly. I thought that first one was really beautifully shot, really elegant, kind of like very like astringent and linear the way they shot it, looked really beautiful, and they're fun movies to watch. So if you just want to go see a movie at the matinee and eat
that
a bunch
movie
of
movie was astringent.
Yes.
Bring your cotton swabs, gang, because
I mean, I'm only making fun of
I
that
sat in
because
for
I don't
Roger
know what
Ebert
it
for four episodes about the movie. So
it exfoliated my eyes.
I said movies were muscular. I said they were tannic. I had to fucking sound smart. They're like, the black girl's going to come in. I'm like, that shit was off the chain. It's like, I just read like 10 A.O. Scott reviews and like, picked out the most effete bullshit fucking comments he made and made them my own. But I think, like, occasionally you just want to go see, like, you know, I saw, the Guardians of the Galaxy. You just want to see some fun shit.
Yeah.
I think these movies are fun. They're not going to change your life, but, you know, shit blows up. Sometimes you just want to see shit blow up.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yes.
Can't all be
in a timely manner.
Emotional, situational shit about families and their feelings. Fuck that noise.
Who cares? That sounds like some.
I want to see people fuck and blow shit up. That's why I go to the movies. That's
Hurt Lockers and Cunt Buttons, guys.
Yes. Born Legacy inside my Hurt Locker. That didn't even make any sense. I know.
You should have got the town in there, too, while you were at it.
I'm
I heard the whole
it.
Town was in that shit.
My husband is going to hear this.
So you're excited for the next Hunger Games, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, also, you know, you commit to a franchise, and then you feel like you have to see the final film, even
if it's
like
pretty
insidious.
Go down
with the ship.
Right? Like, well, if this one's okay, but now I got to see the next one.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily, because, like...
Have you bailed on some franchises?
The Matrix 2. I was like, bye-bye.
Did you really? You never saw the third one?
Like, I don't know where the fuck... We're in some Battlestar Galactica court. Like, I don't know what was going on. The original series, not the cool one that was on... But, like, I was like, this makes no sense. I didn't give a shit about the third one.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, the second one and third one were terrible. I've seen them, like, 11 times. And every time I'm like, why do I keep watching this trash?
Yeah.
But the first one was life-changing. Do you remember seeing the first
amazing.
Matrix?
The first one was amazing.
I got in my car and tried to do a two-wheel wheelie in it. I was like, ah! It was so amazing.
That was the first time I introduced that camera technology that did, like, basically 300 degrees.
Yeah, the 360 bullet time. That was... They invented that for that film.
Yeah.
I think we should go into one that we're actually very excited about, and not ironically at all. Ladies and gentlemen, a trailer for Interstellar.
I already know I'm going to hate it. It's excellent.
We used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars. Now we just look down and worry about our place in the dirt.
I'm in.
Go for main engine start. T-minus 10.
We must confront the reality that nothing in our solar system can help us.
9.
I've got kids, Professor.
How long
would I be gone?
8.
I'm asking you to trust me.
7.
Murph. You have to talk to me, Murph.
6.
I need to fix this before I go.
You have no idea when you're coming back.
5. Main engine start.
Couldn't you have told her you were going to save the world?
No.
4.
When you become a parent.
3.
One thing becomes really clear.
2.
And that's that you want to make sure your children feel safe.
1.
I'm coming back.
When?
I love you forever.
Potentially habitable worlds right within our reach.
Could save us from extinction.
Here we go.
You can't just think about your family. Now you have to think bigger than that.
Wes Bentley.
I am thinking about my family and millions of other families.
Maybe we've spent too long trying to figure all this out with theory. Love is the one thing that transcends time and space.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage. Against the dying of the light.
All right, make it.
Yes, you are.
We'll find a way. We always have.
Yeah! Hello.
I mean, Matt McConaughey is okay, but he's no Sandra Bullock.
It must be so easy to cut a Christopher Nolan trailer. You're like, all right, well, I could just kind of use anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll put this in here. It'll make a compelling trailer.
Won't you be sad if it ends up being like that shitty Aliens prequel?
Oh, you mean, like Prometheus?
Yeah, Prometheus. Yeah. Where you were like, you know how you escaped the ship falling on you? Just move to the right. Just serpentine, motherfuckers. Why are you running on the same line that the ship is falling on? Literally, we were all like, everything's fine.
And we're trained scientists to go into space. We'll just take our helmets off and see. Hope maybe this stuff's not dangerous. Like, shit.
Although Migueletto from The Borgias was in that, and he's one of my favorite actors. Anybody watch that? The okay, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to do one more trailer, and then we're going to get into some other
special
interesting
stuff.
Things. Special stuff.
Special things.
This is the new Tim Burton movie. I'm excited about it because it's not a remake. I'm a big Tim Burton fan when he's not remaking anything. This trailer is for Big Eyes.
Big
perfect.
No, that's not it. That's a special. That's
not
yet.
Oh no!
Oh, now you
that,
oh,
was the, wow. That was the trailer for Riddick 5, though. The Riddicking.
If you don't have big eyes, we'll skip it. We'll go.
Do you
right
have
to
big eyes or
thing.
No? Hey, you got it. All right. It's not Walker, our AV guy in the back, doing blow.
Yay! Hooray!
This is what it's come to, huh? You are the only living soul I can tell my secret to.
I painted every single one of them. Every big eye. Me. And no one will ever know but you.
You made it! You're at North Beach!
Come on, let's have some espresso.
What's that? Is that like reefer?
You have a lot to learn.
What's your name?
Margaret. Wouldn't you rather flirt with those girls down there?
No, I like you, Margaret.
Well, this is all happening mighty quick. I am a divorcee with a child. Walter's a blessing.
You're gonna love this stuff.
Why are their eyes so big?
The eyes are the windows of the soul.
That's why I paint them so big. I've always done it that way.
Why are you lying?
Sadly, people don't buy lady art.
Says keen.
I'm keen. You're keen.
Smile.
We're sold out.
They adore you, big eyes.
He sells paintings, and he sells pictures of the paintings, and he sells postcards of pictures of the paintings.
Good God, it's a movement.
So, are you flipping for all this?
Honestly, I can't believe I live here.
I remember when Mama painted that.
You're confused. I painted that.
What is troubling you?
I lied to my child. I'm just not that kind of person.
Is your husband that kind of person?
These paintings are a part of my being. Maybe I could sign it myself.
That sounds a bit confusing, doesn't it? Keen means me.
Do you want to give back the money? If you tell anyone, this empire collapses.
If that's the price. It's like a mirage. From a distance, you look like a painter. But up close, there's just not much there.
That's
an outrageous statement!
Mom!
She's unhinged.
You don't even know what the truth is!
So, who is the artist?
Never trust a German.
Yeah. Oh, perfect Christmas movie.
Does everybody feel like confused about how they feel about that movie? Like, how did he make a movie about shitty pop art from the 70s so insanely compelling? Like, I can't wait to see that movie.
I know.
It's, no, yeah, it's the trailer starts, and you're like, this is going to be dumb. And then you're like, oh, man, this
looks
incredible.
I kind of want to see it. Yeah, Amy Adams awesome. Is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christoph Waltz, it can't help that he's German. And... It looks incredible.
I'm excited to see it. I think that'll be an Oscar.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a dude thing to say, but the chick from Breaking Bad, her face is just...
Kristen Ritter?
Something to behold.
Yeah.
I behold it.
In your Hurt Locker?
I behold your face. No, no. I behold something else for that. Happily, every night.
So...
She's not here. Right. She's not here right now.
She's down the street.
The last clip we're going to show.
Oh, well,
I'm going to let Grandma introduce this.
Well, in my... Oh, it's under the thing. In my Squarespace bag, I have a gift that was brought to us all the way from Japan.
What?
There is a movie that Chris made called Asylum. Yes. And we told the crazy story about what happened to it. This company After Dark Pictures bought it, ruined it, shot it in Bulgaria.
Then asked me to fix it.
Asked him to fix it.
Made it a comedy, then, you know, ruined
then
it again.
Ruined it
fucking
again.
Ruined it again. So, all the way from Japan, courtesy of Sanai Sandy, big fan Japan.
We will be showing a clip under the Fair Use Act because we're criticizing and commenting on it.
SWAT versus Devil, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's the Japanese rename. So remember that name when we watch it, SWAT versus Devil. Let's watch the first, 5-10 minutes of
and
this.
And I'll tell you the opening joke that they took out, too.
So took the joke out and left some there's empty nothing space here. There.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being this much black.
Yeah, this is
in a world.
All right.
Yeah.
The people that crushed your dreams to paste.
Yeah, like put it in the other one.
Oh, that's
oh,
not.
That's, yeah, but
they
not,
didn't even
match
change the name to SWAT versus Devil for the Japanese version.
Bulvania.
Yes.
They wouldn't let him use Bulgaria in the joke.
That should say for all the wrong reasons underneath. And then this is that footage.
Bulvania.
Yeah.
I want to make sure my kids aren't in the room right now.
They should have left when we were doing the cunt button
bit.
Right.
Okay. So.
Are we MSTing this?
Yeah. It's the same actors from
The Expendables.
Yeah.
There were like two or three actors that are in this. They're in the new
Expendables
movie. Jet
Li was just
movie.
Happy for the extra screen time.
Yeah.
It's getting late, so.
Japanese subtitles.
Father? We're all children, yes, of God.
But are you my father?
Luke.
Persona Christi.
Yes, I can speak to the penitent.
Then you promise to help me?
Of course.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This feels like some
my last
work.
Confession was refused.
Refused?
Yes.
Was it for that dumb accent?
Begin.
There is a man who interferes with my work. He takes away those from me who would bring my goals to fruition.
Yes.
Again, not one page of my script, not one line, not one thing was used.
My son, please speak into the microphone.
Burning me.
I see.
And so do my thing.
You must rid these thoughts from your mind. Pray to the Lord, walk in his light.
I cannot. That light has been snuffed.
Remove the salad bowl from your face. I can't hear what you're saying.
Will you help me?
That's actually the voice of the producer who threw the script away and ruined the movie. Yeah.
Is there more?
I bring forth plague, pestilence, genocide, hate, death, and all
I am the
evil.
Dread Pie Wet Woman! I come for you, soul!
As you promised you would.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever.
You have killed as well, Father. You killed someone, but now you're pure, perfect choice. You know how to forgive
sounds
yourself.
Sounds like Schwarzenegger.
VFX, add flames to Kurt's
dive!
Don't forget to add the flames.
Yourself. And I need you.
Oh, the priest doesn't get on fire. Okay,
no,
that's...
No. It's too expensive to put flames on him, too. We could slow it down, though. We'll do a little slow-mo here. Wind up. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, this is like Black Mass. Is anybody watching Ray Donovan?
Now, this is where the title SWAT versus Devil... Oh, no.
No, that's...
What the fuck is this? It's that movie they filmed in Bulvania. Bulvania, is that a real country?
Sure.
Weren't you in that production meeting a couple of months ago?
No.
Do you ever go to meetings?
No, why would I go to meetings? What use or value could they have for me? Plus, if I never go to meetings, they never meet me, they can never fire me. Stay right here.
That is a solid plan.
White people are so funny.
Forgive. This is unwatchable.
Forgive.
You want to keep watching it?
Hell yeah, I want to keep watching it.
How about a round of applause for Mike Schmidt, everybody?
Yes.
Why do they have yellow guns? Yeah. Are they filled with pee-pee?
Yeah, literally
scene
missing.
Missing.
This is scene missing.
This is in the movie.
This is in the movie.
Yeah, just drive it in front of a green screen.
Oh,
they could have keyed something in this.
No.
This
our
is spectacular.
Intel suggests we may be facing a possible hostage
Steven
situation.
Rhea.
It should pose no threat beyond your standard outing.
It's a psychiatric facility for the treatment of the criminally insane.
He has an earring.
This asylum is extremely isolated and was built to be completely self-sufficient. And because all you ladies are wondering...
He thinks they're all ladies.
But there are actually some ladies. You know, ladies. It only works if it's all men.
Something when there's actual ladies in the van. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that dude's going to break out a violin and like...
And lesbian Bob Dylan's right? Just like, all right.
If there are some ladies and some men, that bit doesn't work. Yeah, right? Okay, because she's like, yeah, I'm a lady. What do you want to tell me? Stephen Ree wonders how he made it here.
Here's another joke they took out.
Sunday.
Oh, they must be at the lamp store.
Oh, man.
Yes, we're on.
Get ready, Lieutenant Sharp.
Okay. Touch your ear.
We're getting close.
I'll tell you who's working hard. The guys outside this fake van shaking it with their feet.
Yeah.
Getting paid.
Wow.
West building schematics.
It's hard to say the word schematics and not sound gay. But he failed.
Here, 11 people. Here's 3 sheets of paper.
One of the papers says, why are you in this movie, Stephen Ree? Yeah. You used to be a real actor.
That's what he's thinking right now.
Sharp. You're almost there.
Okay, people, this is us. Crunch time.
God, there's so many hot people in this movie.
Yeah.
It's like an episode of One Tree Hill.
So he says, I don't know, but every time I fuck my wife, the garage door goes up.
Jimmy Pardo!
Linda, this is Jurgi from the Bulbanian Film Commission office. Now, as you know, so as the VP, I'm in charge of production. And I say we move this production to Bulbania.
We have all the pre-production in Louisiana.
Yeah, I know. But Jurgi makes an excellent point of why we should shoot in Bulbania. Jurgi?
Is cheaper.
See?
Killing it. Mancini killing it. Destroying. Look at that subtext.
Chances of being mauled by a wild animal, very low. We have a new program.
Are you playing Bulbanian?
You are the line producer of this organization. You're a critical part to this whole machine. I need you to be on board with this, because if you're not...
I'm not on board with this at all.
Well, fuck you. We are shooting in Bulbanian.
Plus, we have much diversity. We have both bald white men... And we have women. Just no vans is superstition.
Superstition?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is SWAT versus Devil, you guys.
So if you're ever in Japan or South Africa, you can get that movie.
Yeah, you can cut it. Yeah, that's, yeah.
We got to see Chris's work. Come on. All that really mattered.
Wow.
SWAT versus Devil.
So if you're ever on Amazon Japan, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is. Well, we've got a very, very special event coming up right now. Next. Ladies and gentlemen, as you guys know, Sanai came all the way from Japan. And what you guys may have not known is that it is her birthday.
So why don't we all put our kitten hands together and sing Sanai, a rounding rendition. And I don't know, if we had like maybe a professional singer on the panel, would we...
What?
Maybe he could sing happy?
Now I understand the setup, yeah. Guys. Perfect. No, I'll just kick it off and we'll all sing it to her.
I love it.
It's so special.
Sanai, right here. Stand up, Sanai. Come on now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sanai. Seamless transition. Happy birthday to you.
It says, happy birthday to Sandy, big fan Japan, from your friends at Comedy Film Nerds.
Make a wish, blow out the candle.
Yeah. There's 27, just like your birthday, sweetie.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy birthday. Almost 30.
I want to point out to fans of my podcast, I'm not buying you birthday cakes. I just want to say that.
Well, you don't have to blow them all out. Just best shot. Woo! Trick candles.
Yay!
And we have enough cake for everyone. Everyone in the room gets cake.
They'll be out there cutting up the cake in the lobby, giving all you guys cake. Joey Mack.
That is a metaphor for a sexual act.
Yeah. And put your cakes in your Hurt Lockers, you guys.
This is probably one of our best live shows ever. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you guys so much.
Joey Mack, Aisha Tyler, thank you. Kitten hands for everyone.
So, Joey McIntyre, where can people find you on the internet?
Anywhere, it's fine.
Check out the McCarthy's.
That's right, McCarthy's October 30th, Thursday.
Right
night.
On, Joey
McIntyre. You love it.
Joey McIntyre.
Aisha, where can people find you on the internet, your show?
You watch The Talk every day on CBS. You can watch Who's Lines It Anyway, Fridays, 8 o'clock on CW. You can watch Archer starting season 6, January 2015. Listen to my podcast, Girl on Guy. I started this new season with Jesse Tyler Ferguson last week at girlonguy.net, AishaTyler.com, Twitter.com/AishaTyler, and also in your dreams.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody on the live stream.
Woo!
Thank you.